This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPreparers.com. Rick Miller's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. His website, DocRam.com. So if you'd like to peruse any of his books, his writings, and his thoughts, DocRam.com. Rick, hour number one, we were finishing up with IQ, and you wanted to talk more about IQ. So,
well, okay, the way that it is, where previously when I was involved, prior to Mensa or any of those things, they used what was known as the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Index, or, and then another one came out, CPI, which was the California version of that. And really, when I took it, I was aware on several levels of what they were really asking when they would give you three examples of something and what would the fourth one be, that kind of thing. It was stretching your imagination on projection and noticing detail or the way this curves and the way that doesn't, that kind of thing. And really, what they're measuring is survival coefficient. That is essentially what an IQ test is, as I understand it in relationship to myself and my awareness. Now, some people believe me enlightened. I'm not. I am essentially aspiring toward enlightenment as a physicist, which by definition may be impossible. You know, physics is not the correct way of looking at the universe. It is the leading religion of this world today. And not Christianity, science. Now, I'm not, it's a handicap. And it's for enlightenment. And an artist will probably have a far easier way of aspiring toward enlightenment than someone working with the other side of the brain. By the way, the brain can be seen as a cavitation process and in its attempt to integrate the light and the black. That's like a white hole and black hole as a metaphor. And so I have no illusions on what I am and what I am not. I have just been summarily dismissed by someone, you know, that was seeking my help. And when I tried to offer it, they did not like my response because it did not fit with their belief systems. And it must be absolutely stressed that belief systems, like faith being the white part of fear, is the dark part. Neither are real. Faith is not any more real than fear is. They are essentially the opposites of each other, and yet it isn't about those two things. It is about the integration of them. God is not good or evil. He is like the comic book Conan, you know, he's not involved in that struggle. That's man's projection onto him. And if one wants true enlightenment, one's going to have to start with some better definitions than their assumed truths, because that's what physics is about. You know, you start with assumed truths and then definitions, and then you go to theorems, postulates, and corollaries, and da-da-da, and then you try to, you know, it's a protocol or a way of being. And I am going to, hopefully, walk both lands of integrating my right and left brain, because because it is not about the right or left. It is about the integration of the two in the moment. The future and the past don't really exist per se. What we have is this moment right now. And my writings in physics on time travel have led me to some extraordinary possible conclusions on what happens at the moment of and the moment just after death. And it's not at all what anybody's talking about. And yet, we find confirmation in such things as Merkaba mysticism and the Upanishads. Ancient writings. So here we are at the end of days with what I will call an opportunity. And Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are reflections of what is going on in the physical world and why this is not where the real war is being battled. The real war is inside each of us, and we have a choice. And that choice is what made us God's favorite. It is the ability to choose this way over that way. And these are, if you have an option to look at what's going on, the one I did in Workbook 2 that just came out starts off that whole book by saying everything works out in the end. And if things aren't working out, it's not yet the end. And that is a way of being that is using your belief as a tool rather than a God-given absolute, which is, does not exist.
Rick, there's a prayer that that the Catholics say that ends in now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You were talking about the moment of death. Do you want to share with us what your thoughts are on that? What happens?
When Cern, prior to starting this nonsense in creating a singulate or a black hole, occurred, they did an experiment on the so-called Big Bang, when a quark gluon plasma existed, and then in the next tenth of a millionth of a second began to mutate into what we now call elementary particles. And at that moment, when they did this experiment of producing a simulation of the Big Bang, something remarkable was created. A reflected universe. And that means that when the Big Bang started and we had the water moving outward in what we call the future, toward the future, a second universe was created that moves back toward the past. Isn't that interesting? What do you think that might imply? Well, from a physics point of view, which, by the way, is not correct, it is a way of looking at things and not necessarily useful in this situation, it would suggest that at the moment, see, it today, right now, your universe, the one you're in right now, that has the moment moving toward the future, means that every time you have a aha moment where you all of a sudden get it, what happens with that is that you end up with more questions than you have answers. And from a metaphor point of view. And at the moment of death, what happens then would reflect the opposite, which means that you know everything and that there are no more questions, and that what happens next is you do not move backwards to becoming a child. You move backwards in becoming childlike, where it is no longer a drop of water. It is a cavitation that has trapped the medium in which it's falling. And in our case, from a metaphorical perspective of the sixth epoch, that is Tapasya, or trial by fire. And so there are eight, as a metaphor, there are eight different cavitations of elements. And the relationship of one element to another, spirituality, that gives you the reflected universe in reflection. And what happens is that drop of water becomes a cavitation ball, trap tapping that medium, and each time it hits, it becomes a little bit less, and it vibrates down into the stillness of union. And that is the distinction, according to Maslow, in the hierarchy of your belief systems. And I am going to stress this very important, that our next level of awareness will be the use of beliefs as tools rather than God-given absolutes. If you are, and the way I've always used this in power tools was, if you are a staunch Christian and two aliens walked in the door, would you be able to see them? I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't have believed it. What is real is not physics. It's your imagination. And once you get it in your mind's eye, whether I explain it to you in artistic forms or physics, once you see it in your mind's eye, that part is what makes it real. And it's different for each of us in this moment of trial by fire, as a metaphor.
Since 1809, live free or die was the official state motto for the state of New Hampshire. And George in New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi. Hello, Mark Miller. Hope you're feeling better, Vincent. You're on the menu.
Oh, I am. You know, I am feeling so much better. I really am. You know, I haven't had a chance to make many return calls. I haven't talked to Joey in weeks and weeks. I haven't talked to Ed. There's so many of our instructors who have called here, left messages. I just wasn't up to it. But now I'm just starting to feel like so much better, and I can actually hop on the tractor. So thank you for the kind words, George.
No, that's good. Dr. Miller, I just wanted to say, Rick, that, you know, there's a book, Finding God in Physics. I could never wade into it because I guess I don't have that bend of mind like you do. And I think it would be something that I really would be. The author was invited up to Canada to speak to a convention or some annual meeting of physicists from all over the world. And I guess they gave him like 5 or 10 minutes, and then they asked him to stay longer and talk a little longer. Anyway, you know, what I see a physicist as, I'm sorry.
What? Hold that thought. What you see a physicist as. George, New Hampshire will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements. Rick Miller is with us on Vin Finelli. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. George, in New Hampshire, you were talking about what you see a physicist as?
Well, a physicist, or just scientist in general, there's two categories, I would say. One is you take a chair and you look at the design of the chair, you look at the materials, you look at the grain of the wood, you look at the flow, the stress points. Somebody can study that from so many different angles, and yet the question would be, do they ever get to meet the designer? Do you see where the point I'm trying to make?
That was Plato and his concept of basic form, and what distinguished the purpose and intent of a chair over a couch. And a physicist generally approaches reality above the emotional plane. You have the physical, using my model only. Now, this is only my model of hierarchy, of information, resolution, if you will. And you have the physical plane, and then you have the emotional plane, how you feel about something. And that's how your subconscious higher self often most ways communicates or dialogues with your consciousness. And then above that is the intellectual plane and then the archetypal plane. And there are actually four more planes even above that in my system. But the archetypal plane is what constitutes the length, girth, and width of what makes a human different than a machine. And this is a hierarchy that I use. It is not necessarily real. It's just one of my assumed truths about information. information rather than space-time, and holographic as opposed to quantum. Now, it doesn't mean I'm right. It means that most physicists approach their reality from an intellectual point of view in terms of isolating variables and the detail of what constitutes one thing distinguished from another. And the TOE, or theory of everything, that we've all aspired toward is in the grouping of information which has led to our current systems of mathematics called group theory and string theory, later to knot theory, K-N-O-T, knot theory, and the way a plasma will not mix with itself in specific geometric form. Now, I don't know how to make that simpler other than to say that I am aspiring toward integration of becoming more archetypal rather than hanging out in the intellectual level of awareness. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to pull it off. It's what I aspire toward. And here we are at the end of days, and I'm trying to integrate what is about to happen for me, and I choose to see it as an opportunity rather than something to be feared. Doesn't mean I'm right. It doesn't mean that I've got the answer. It is my choice, because in many ways, death and other things like God are that which are not knowable. They don't work that way. They only are experienced. You can be in the presence of God but still not know it. You can know it from a conscious point of view, realizing the limitations of what consciousness is and what it is not.
I know you've taken it very far, and I know in your life you've been very, and so have you, Vincent, very, I'll even say to some degree myself, but you've been very, you know, you've tested the boundaries. You've reached out and you've accomplished many things. But you mentioned the word presence in the present moment, which you say is all we have is just now. And there was one definition of time, that time is different aspects of the same moment.
Yes, that's St. Augustine and his duration of consciousness. Even Robert Ornstein said that time is a duration of consciousness. It's a way we store memory. And who was it? Aristotle, that said that memory is the scribe of the soul.
George, do you have more that you'd like to share with us on the other side?
I just have just a little more, but I don't want to take too much away from you.
Okay.
No,
right.
I love
well,
your questions.
Please hold, and then Mike in Tennessee, you're up after that.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick Miller's with us in Georgia, New Hampshire. You had some more thoughts?
We're in a war, as you well know, as Rick said, and you have said, Vincent. And I honestly believe there's no such thing as coincidence. And I think between Dr. Shealy, what happened to Dr. Shealy, and the very respectful, accomplished man at that meeting there at that Jimmy Gates Egg, was a slur. Not only was a slur on the whole USA Prepares, but I'll have to say this, is that... you got violently ill, then, you know, other people you've known in the faculty have been targeted. I think, basically, I think you're being targeted. And I think the war we're in they're inducing like a state of post-traumatic stress disorder in us. And as a Colonel Anthony Monaco, Patriot Outreach, to give the thing away free, but it's a lost art how to be still and know in the storm rather than be torn up in that hurricane that's all around us. If we're in the eye of the storm, everything's calm. And from that perspective, and I know Rick, I think, would concur, from that perspective, you can see outward and you can see what to do. But I'll just leave it fast with this, is that on a lighter note, have you ever heard of the Howard Intelligence Quotient Test, Dr. Rick?
No, I haven't. Tell me more or I'll look it up. Howard.
Well, okay.
Was that like Howard the Duck?
No, I'm sorry. Was that the one with the what? I'm sorry?
The Howard the Duck and the overlords.
Howard as in Mo Howard. It came down to two categories. There were imbeciles and intelligent imbeciles. That's all I was
going to say. There you go. That's what I'm feeling like. An imbecile that's trying to become intelligent.
Yeah, okay. All right. Or I'll consider myself an enlightened idiot. That's all I'm going to say.
And George, when you say Mo Howard, you're talking about the Three Stooges? I think he was. I think he was talking about the Three Stooges. Mike. Yeah, that's Mo Howard. Mo Howard. Mike in Tennessee, welcome.
Greetings. I wanted to just make an observation. The issue of time travel has been talked about in many forms recently over the last several months. As it relates to the Mandela effect, I wanted to make an observation. The Mandela effect, for those that have not heard about it, it's basically where people have memories that are different than what the physical is, such as the memory of the lion shall lay with the lamb as a biblical reference, but when they pull out their book and they look in Isaiah, they see it says the wolf shall lie down with the lamb, and other things that have changed. If time travel is achievable, if it has been achieved to where they can go back in time, I'm not into this debate at the moment whether there is or isn't. The point I'm trying to make is that your memories of what you experienced would not have changed because the time traveler would have gone back and changed things relative to that moment, even though historically the physical would have changed. He goes back in time, he changes something, but what you've experienced, your experience doesn't change, so you still have the memory of these things that you remember vividly, and they just don't match up with what the physical is, because the physical
is... That is why Aristotle said that memory is the scribe of the soul.
And because of that, hold on to your memories, because not only they're trying to steal our very soul, the essence of our soul, our spirits... Our memories of such is the last straw, because once we have no memory of our Creator and that we are a creation and that we have a spirit and a soul, then it's over.
That is why in The Modern Alchemist I describe the stag and the unicorn in the forest goal, soul and spirit within matter.
There was once a people that lived in this land that were independent, self-sufficient, and self-governing. They provided for themselves. They self-regulated. Now they're a bunch of drunken drug addicts sitting on a reservation, cheating on each other, and looking for a handout and living in squalor. They were beat down so far and deprived of their history and their culture, and they eventually forgot.
That is what the American Indian on the West Coast refers to as medicine. Medicine, to be distinguished, Medicine Lodge, to be distinguished from tribal council, is the history of your background. And usually it's oral in terms of Kabbalah. It was an oral, QBL means word of mouth, and that Kabbalah was an oral tradition that you passed down like Enemy Mine in the movie where you sang it to your children. And it is the songs and dances of your history. And that's why ghost dance and other things of that nature were outlawed, because it gave you personal power.
speaking truth. And most people won't understand what you just said. But if they look into it, they will.
That's why we have Medicine Lodge on the West Coast, and why most Indians, like Hoopa and Yurok, have lost their medicine. That's what we did in the longboat that we took from the Ho River up to the up toward Nea Bay, in bringing the Puyallups and the Macaw their medicine back by bringing back their history.
As they stole the history from the Native Americans, so too the other people of this land now are being put on various drugs, they're being put on welfare, they're being deprived of their spirit and their souls, and they become nothing but a bunch of slaves. And
here we are at the end of days with a choice. And we have an opportunity here, not to something to fear, but something to look forward to as how I can now make this mine.
Educating the public on how to be confident and satisfied in their own abilities and to be able to be willing to walk out there, step out of the boat, and walk out in faith that you will survive, you will stand, you will...
That is what IQ, by the way, is. It's survival coefficient. That's why the military used me, because when the shit hits the fan, there are only going to be maybe possibly 10% that will survive this. And what exactly would constitute that 10%? Two if by sea and one if by land? Who knows? Stay tuned.
Rick, do you really feel that 10% will survive? I can't imagine 10%
survive. Okay. Right now, for example, Kerry Cassidy is going to do a major show with a bunch of RV users, remote viewers, that are all essentially suggesting that this month a major something or other is going to hit a city in on Earth somewhere, and there will be massive amount of death. Is that true? We don't know. Stay tuned.
Good, Mike.
I was going to say, identifying the enemy is very easy these days. It's the one that's wanting to offer you something in return for your signature.
There you go. What's involved? That's correct. I reached out. Someone asked me for help. I gave her help, and she didn't like my response. And now is, you know, asking to be removed. It's okay, realizing I'm basically a four-year-old, and even I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth next.
That's it. I don't think that's right. I'd say seven. I don't think four is right.
I'm a little brat kid, throwing tantrums.
Anything else, Mike?
10% of 1% would be a good start.
That's the number I think. 10% of 1%, 1/10 of 1%. That's the number I've come up with as well. I just can't imagine. You look at the young people. I was in a waiting room yesterday at a doctor's office. Not for me. I drove someone else there, and I was in the waiting room, and I looked around, and I was reading some magazines. And there's not much to read in magazines because they're over 50% advertisements now. So there's no sense in even thinking about reading magazines. But as I looked around, everyone there, every single person in this waiting room, was looking at his or her cell phone. Every single person. Of course, but not me, because I don't have one. But we have gone to a place where we are dependent on technology, and without it, we're alone. We become, I think, depressed. We keep looking at our phone saying, did anyone text me? Did anyone send me any pictures? And this one woman played her phone, and she was looking at some image of a baby crying and wailing. And you know, it's like, well, this is my grandson. Isn't this wonderful? You know, full volume. Everybody could hear it. It was distracting, annoying, and unacceptable. And that's the kind of things that's happening. So when you talk about, do I think she's going to survive? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. She's addicted to her phone. And just about everybody else that I saw that entire day is addicted as well. So I don't think those people are going to know what to do when it gets really bad. I'm convinced they don't have enough food. You go look at the shopping carts in the grocery stores or Chinese factory outlet. They're not packed. They can't afford to be packed. So, Mike, I think your number, your number agrees with my number.
In the book and the movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, once all the toys and goodies and accoutrements were stolen from the people, instead of them whining and crying and moping and being in despair and having a fit, they circled up and they started singing because they were grateful for what they did have. Without that type of a mentality, there's not a lot of hope, because you have to have within yourself the capacity to carry on. And as right now, the mainstream control media and in the prisons, they say you can't and lay down. That's all mind control. I'm telling you, stand, because you can.
Yeah, stand, and when appropriate, say no. Don't go along just because the herd's going in one direction. It could be the wrong direction. Mike, thanks so much for being with us today. Rick Miller, and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. And I have a question about the weight of the soul.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have 4 times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and if you'd like to go to his website, docram.com, docram.com, and that's where you can buy power tools and other books that he has written, docram.com. Rick, I have a couple quick answer questions for you in the last remaining minutes. Weight of a soul. You know, when a person dies, there's been some experimentation.
Carrington, yeah, the Carrington effect. That had to do with the Ba and the Ka, where there was at the moment of death, there was a weight loss that was believed to be the part of the soul that was leaving the body.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And from my research, it was weighed in at about 0.75 ounces within seconds. Now, you know, there is respiration and perspiration and, you know,
air,
those kinds of
and
things.
Water, but, et cetera. All of this is part of the soup of what is really going on and what is the important thing to weigh, you know, the length, girth, and width, the idea of space and time, to measure things in those references. Well, just the measure of time between Greenwich Mean and some other place on Earth is different. And we have our atomic clocks and the precision of getting down into nanoseconds. But, again, it may well be that we're trying to measure the wrong things. And the Carrington effect has not been duplicated. It was tried to be duplicated by this laboratory and that, Sweden, et cetera. Stay tuned.
Well, so the point I'm trying to make is
attempt to try to validate God or something.
And the point I'm trying to make is there was a measurable difference, and if you account for, you know, respiration and sweat and those kinds of things and evaporation, there's still a 0.75 ounce difference that happens within seconds. Next thing I wanted to mention, Rick, is there's this thing called a mermaid syndrome, and there was a child born without legs, but with a tail-like appendage, if you will. And this child had about 150 operations, was born she died at 10 years of age. And there was another child, who was aborted as a fetus in China, because this child also had this mermaid-like syndrome. What I'm talking about, Rick, is I am seeing, reading, and hearing about more birth defects than I've ever heard of in my life. And
Fukushima, that's a good place to start your study.
Right. Right, that's where I was going with it. There's Fukushima, and there's the toxins in the air. And then there was another post about, washing your clothes, and you want to get your clothes clean. Okay, great. So where does that stuff go? The stuff that you want to get off your clothes, the toxins from the air and the things that you've rubbed against.
Supposedly that's what the sudsing part of soap captures and locks onto, that discolors and makes the water from your laundry different color.
Right, and then it goes down the drain. We don't have to worry about it because it's gone from our minds. But no, it's not gone from the planet. It's still here, and it's traveling downhill and going into our water supply. So we are consuming the things that we are discarding down the dishwasher drain, down the sink drain.
Well,
down the toilet,
I had someone that had a big deal about drinking his own urine, and the problem with that, his concern was, would that distilled water leach good minerals out of my body over bad ones? Again, measuring variables and what constitutes a variable and what do you want to be looking at and not. And I am always reminded of I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't have believed it.
That's a really good point. And then, Rick, there's one other thing I wanted to mention. That is, I've noticed in my travels during the winter, I can find the temperature as I approach a city can be 10 degrees higher than in the countryside. So cities are warmer, and I'm thinking that that's a result of the heating systems that are leaking the heat outside through the, the walls of the building, the smokestacks, the chimneys, the black roofs, and so forth. And I'm wondering, are we heating the earth with all of these black roofs?
Well, yes, but really, it has orders of magnitude less than what the sun itself is doing. That's what's affecting the earth, is the sun. And guess what?
We're out of time. Yeah, we're out of time.
There it is.
Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.